Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this half hour Motown Memories, we continue to feature love songs. Coming up, we'll hear a song that was a combination of Dionne Warwick and Friends that included Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder. We'll also hear from Stevie Wonder by himself, the Commodores, Diana Ross, Al Green, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together. Well, coming up, a great song, That's What Friends Are For. Well, That's What Friends Are For was one of five songs written by Burt Bacharach and Carol Bayer-Sayer for the film Night Shift, a 1982 release starring Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton and Shelley Long. Well, the song was originally recorded by Rod Stewart, but the writers weren't happy with that song, and they contacted Dionne Warwick. Well, Dionne Warwick recalled later that Burt Bacharach was reluctant to contact me. We had seen each other at benefit functions and award shows, but he stayed in his dressing room and I stayed in mine. So to pick up a phone and call me again after that length of time was hard to do. Here is That's What Friends Are For, right here on Motown Memories.
Never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do. And if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side.
Knowing you can always count on me. memory from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Whoa. 'Cause I'm easy.
Motown memory from the Commodores. That was Easy, reached number 4 from 1977. And before that, a little French with My Cherie Amour with Stevie Wonder, number 4 from 69. And we started with That's What Friends Are For, Dion and Friends, Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder, number 1 from 1985. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature love songs for this entire hour. Well, coming up, a great song by Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, number 1 from 1973. Well, Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records, was so unsure of how the public would react to Diana Ross's acting debut in Lady Sings the Blues that he wanted to have a number 1 single waiting in the wings in case her career needed a boost. Well, instead of relying on experienced writers, Motown turned to a novice composer by the name of Michael Mazur. He was teamed with Motown veteran lyricist Ron Miller to write Touch Me in the Morning. Well, Miller recalled that I felt that Michael's composition, which was brilliant, had all of the elements of a pop record, but didn't have anything that was anywhere near rhythm and blues. I didn't want Diana to lose her bass, so we ripped off a riff from Ashford and Simpson, who was a writer that helped them, and one part was straight out of Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Then we had her talking in parts, all of which we did to keep the identity she established with Mountain and to add some soul to the record. Well, here is Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we had yesterday.
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon. MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see.
A Motown Memory with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That was Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. That reached number 8 from 1968. Tragically, Tammy Terrell would be dead 2 years later of a brain tumor. Well, before that, we heard Al Green with a song called L-O-V-E Love, and that reached number 13 from 1975. And we started with Diana's Touch Me in the Morning, number 1 from 73. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature love songs for this entire hour. Well, coming up, another great love song by the great team of Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love. Well, Lionel Richie's eagerness to compose the music for a motion picture wound up leading to one of the most successful singles of all time. Its 9-week reign at number 1 ensured several entries into the record books. At the time of its chart domination, Endless Love was the most successful Motown single of all time. As a corporate entity, Motown had 47 number 1 singles to this date, 28 of them on the Motown label itself. While Endless Love remained on top of the Hot 100 longer than any of them. The runners-up were Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine, which remained on the number 1 charts for 7 weeks, and the Jackson 5 I'll Be There, which was on the charts for 5 weeks. And here is Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love, right here on Motown Memories.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
And that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
You mean the world to me.
the duet of Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love, number one from 1981. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we've been featuring some love songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.